Would you pay $99 a month for internet from space? Welcome to Tech First with John Kutzier. It's the ultimate COVID product. Fast, low latency internet anywhere on the planet for just $99 per month plus a $500 upfront payment to get the connection kit. As long as you're okay with occasional blackouts. Elon Musk's SpaceX is just starting to kick off commercialization of its Starlink satellite-based internet service. And while it will initially be only available in northern US and Canada, ultimately the up to tens of thousands of Starlink satellites will be able to deliver fast, gap-free internet all over the world. The system has already been in testing, but now the company is expanding it in a, quote, better-than-nothing, unquote, beta test. $500 gets you the Starlink terminal, a mini satellite dish with a mounting tripod, and a Wi-Fi router. And $99 a month gets you between 50 and 150 megabits per second with just 20 to 40 milliseconds of latency. That's pretty good. Average broadband connection speed in the US is just 18.7 megabits per second, so it's actually very good. Especially because many potential customers are probably in rural areas where connectivity is much, much slower. After all, half the people get below average speeds, of course. And even in Canada, where the average speed is 42.5 megabits per second, many live far outside cities or populated areas and have extremely slow internet connections. Think dial-up. So Starlink is potentially absolutely huge for those who don't want to live in urban or even suburban areas, an increasing trend in COVID times. But you will have some issues. There are only about 800 Starlink satellites currently in operation. Only 800, right? Only about 800 currently in operation, and SpaceX's email warns that there will be brief periods of no connectivity at all, so there's some gapping. There's no details on how brief exactly those will be. Ultimately, SpaceX has regulatory permission to launch thousands more satellites and has filed for spectrum with the FCC for 30,000 more. So you have to assume that those issues will go away over time and that speeds will likely improve. Just a little taste, a military test in an airplane achieved 610 megabits per second via a Starlink satellite in 2019. Of course, that's unlikely to be scalable. The email from Starlink team says, as you can tell from the title, we are trying to lower your initial expectations. That may be true, but I expect long-suffering potential clients in rural areas are likely to be more excited now than ever before. And Starlink expects to have enough satellites to launch at scale commercially in 2021. This is Tech First. My name is John Kutzier. Have a wonderful day.